We measure ourselves by love. And you'll understand that when I conclude that way. But the Bible says God is love.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 13 says, now abide faith, hope, and love. Now, you know, we've talked about that when we were talking about hope. These three. But the greatest of these is love. We are without excuse because Romans 5:5 in the NLT, I'm reading out of the NLT, but if you want to, turn to Romans 5:5. And it says, and this hope will not lead to disappointment. For we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. Given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. Then Galatians 5:6 in the New King James says, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith working through love. Mm-hmm. The NLT says it this way. What is important is faith expressing itself in love. Mm-hmm. The Passion Translation says it this way. And you've heard this before, but it bears repeating. All that matters now is living in the faith that is activated and brought to perfection by love. Without love, people lose hope. Mm-hmm. And you know, we don't have to look very far today to see a lot of people losing hope. Because in this country and what's going on, you know, and if you listen to the news, you can lose hope real quick. Because it's all negative. They don't know the Lord. They don't know God. The news media is not out to promote God. Have you ever noticed that? Mm-hmm. But I praise God. We got a president of this. Yeah. Glory to God. He's promoting the Lord. He's promoting the gospel. Praise God. And he's a man of prayer.
Yeah.
And he's on a mission. God's got a call on him. Praise God. And God's got him doing something. Praise God. And he's going to get it accomplished.
Yeah.
You know why he's going to get it accomplished? Because we believers are standing with him. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We need a working knowledge of the love of God.
Yes, we do.
Now, I'm shortening this way down, but God is love. God's love is a foundation for us to walk in love and faith. If we didn't have God's love, we couldn't walk in love.
That's right.
And you know what? The world proves that. Because they don't have the love of God on the inside of them. And look how they're walking. Boy, they're walking with all kinds of hate in their heart. All they're thinking about is me, myself, and I. Is it good for me? I don't care about you. I just care about me. And even sometimes they don't care about themselves. They don't. Ephesians 3:14 through 19 in the Passion Translation. You can turn there. I'm going to read it out of the Passion Translation. And this Ephesians 3 and in Ephesians 1 are some of the prayers that Paul prayed. And you can pray these prayers for yourselves every day. And you can pray them out of whatever translation you need to pray them out of that you've got, it'll work. But it's what it says in the Passion Translation. So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power.
Mm.
Let me say that again. The unlimited riches of his glory and favor until would and I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Yes. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life.
Yes.
The resting place of your love will be, the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. I want to be rooted and grounded in his love, don't you?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences. The greatest magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ is all in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive is it? Endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding.
Mm-hmm.
This extravagant love pours into you until you are full, filled to overflowing with the fullness of God.
Amen. Thank God.
Are you overflowing in the fullness of God? Hallelujah. It says you can be.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. The love of God pouring out of you. Luke 17, 1 through 6. And I'm reading out of the New American Standard Bible in this one. He said to his disciples, "It is inevitable that stumbling blocks come." Anybody ever have trials, temptation?
Oh, yeah.
Things put before you? And I was just, you know, I was just thinking as we were, as Darcy was reading about the message from, the text from
Victoria,
and about the accident. You know what? Listen, when you're out there working for God, He's putting stumbling blocks in your way. He's trying to take you out.
Yeah, not God.
The devil's trying to take you out, not God. But I'm saying, but the devil's putting stumbling blocks. God doesn't put stumbling blocks in front of you.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I didn't. If I said that, I didn't mean to imply it. No, the devil's the one who's putting the stumbling blocks out there. And he's trying to stop you. He's trying to hold you. And if he can't take you out, then he's gonna mess you up and he's gonna make it as hard as he can for you. But I praise God, the love of God working down on the inside of us. Listen, the love of God protects us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. The blood of Jesus surrounds us and the love of God protects us.
Yes.
And I believe that's why the devil couldn't do any harm to them. Praise God. They're over there working for Jesus.
That's right.
They're over there preaching the gospel. Praise God. Getting souls born again. Getting people healed. Glory to God. Doing the work. And the devil's going to try. But he can't get through.
That's right.
No, he can't. Not at all. It is inevitable that stumbling blocks will come, but woe to him through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than that he would cause one of these little ones to stumble. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. Now I want you to notice that word forgive. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. Forgive goes along with love. And if he sins against you 7 times a day and returns to you 7 times saying, "I repent, forgive him," the apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." 7 times in a day, he said, if it's the same sin, 7 times. And one translation said, if it's 70 times 7. That in one day for one sin.
We must forgive.
We must forgive. Does that say anything about how much the love of God must pour out of us? Glory to God.
Yeah.
We are always ready to forgive.
Yes.
There's nothing. Listen, how much have you been forgiven for? How much did the Lord forgive you of?
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, listen, I'll tell you what he forgave you of. He forgave you of your sins, so you're not going to hell. You're going to be with him in eternity.
Yes.
So how much should we be forgiving everybody? Praise God. Look what he's done for you. He changed your life. He turned you around.
Yes.
And set you on the right path. Glory to God. So we can do what this was talking about. Praise God.
Yeah.
And if he sinned against you 7 times in a day, return to him 7 times saying, "Repent, forgive him." The apostle said, "Lord, increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith like a mustard seed," remember we talked about the mustard seed last week?
Mm-hmm.
"You would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted into the sea, and it would obey you." We're still talking about love. Did you notice it didn't talk about faith the size of a mustard seed in that passage of Scripture? Now, I realize the Bible talks about little faith, no faith, weak faith. We said that last week too, or 2 weeks ago. Strong faith, but that's not what he's doing here. I submit to you that little faith, weak faith, no faith, strong faith is controlled by the operation of the love of God within you.
Mm-hmm.
Little love, little faith. A bunch of love, strong faith. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's all relative to the love of God that's flowing through you. Love won't work without faith. And so you got a little love, well, you have to put a little faith. Might have enough to blow a match at. I don't know. With your faith, I don't know. I'm being facetious. I'm trying to think of a something little, you know, that's insignificant. Because if you have little love, your faith will be insignificant. The disciples say, increase our faith.
Show us how to increase our faith.
Yeah. Romans 12:3. For God has dealt to every man among you the measure of faith. See, God has dealt to every man among us the measure. Now I want you to understand, the epistles were written, and Romans was not written to the unbeliever. It was written to believers. And he says he's given all believers the same measure of faith.
Yeah.
I didn't get one measure and you get another measure. And we could name some of the real famous preachers of today. They didn't get a whole bunch of faith. No, we all got the same measure.
Mm-hmm.
No difference. God has dealt every man among you the measure of faith. But what makes the difference in how that measure is working? It's the love of God working in you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Now the love of God is working.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
One interesting fact about the mustard seed is that it cannot be cross-pollinated, and I told you that. That means it can't be changed. But I heard in my spirit it cannot be contaminated. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and it shall obey you. That faith cannot be changed. It's God's faith. It cannot be contaminated. Love cannot be contaminated with unbelief. Love cannot be contaminated with sin. It won't happen. Love won't get close to sin. It won't. It just simply will not. That means it can't be changed. But I heard in my spirit, can't be condemned. You remember the Bible said it in 1 Corinthians 13:13, and now abideth faith, hope, and love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. I'm going to submit to you that the pure love of God cannot be contaminated like a mustard seed. Cannot be cross-pollinated, changed, or contaminated. That's what makes the love of God, that's what makes our faith work. It's the love of God. Faith works by
love.
That's what the Bible says. I didn't say that. The Word says that. Faith works by love. The God kind of
love.
And God's love cannot be contaminated. Brother Hagin said, if my faith is not working, the first place I'm going to look is my love walk. And I'll tell you, as we're walking in love, praise God, and the love of God is flowing through us, praise God. You know what it's doing, praise God? The love of God is flowing in through us and up out of us. It keeps flushing out everything. The Holy Spirit, you know, coming up out of you, rivers of living water.
Mm-hmm.
Rivers of living water. You know, they're moving. And boy, you keep that love flowing. There's no contamination that can get in there. It can't, because it's always flowing, and it's always bringing the contamination to the top and just get rid of it. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
It's coming to the top. And I'm telling you, the love of God, we're seeing it every day. As we're praying for our president, we're seeing the love of God. Because they're coming against him so hard, and all this evil is being exposed for one reason, so they can be brought out and exposed and for what it is, and people can see the truth.
Yes.
And I believe, praise God, they're going to see the truth. And I'm telling you, the Democrats are in for a surprise when election time comes. Because we're going to have victory over victory over victory.
That's
right. Upon victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. The pure love of God has no substitute. It cannot be counterfeited. I submit to you that some of what we've called love, we've tried to mix with the love of God and just ourselves, and it won't mix. If you try to love someone and you don't have the love of God working down on the inside, it won't work. It's not a genuine love, and it will fail flat. The Bible says your righteousness is as filthy rags. You can try to love someone, but if you haven't got the love working for them, it won't work. It just won't work, it'll fall flat, and they'll see right through you. How do we know we have His love active within us? Galatians 5:22-23, and I'm going to be reading out of the Passion Translation again here because I like the way it says it, but this is what it says. But the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit within us, within you, is divine love in all of its various expressions. Joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of spirit. Now, I may have repeated some of that in there. I don't know. But sometimes my fingers work a little different on this tablet. But anyway, never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless. the fruit of the Spirit is love in all of its qualities, various expressions. And never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless. You can have joy overflowing, and you can have an unlimited amount of joy. You can have an unlimited amount of peace. You can have an unlimited amount of love. Hallelujah. I mean, we can't find the bottom. I mean, there is no bottom. It's there. It's eternal.
Yes.
Because God's eternal. Love is eternal. Praise God. It's always available to you. Praise God. Mm-hmm. And notice that Jesus said what Jesus said. Mustard seed faith spoke to. There's no wasted words in the Bible. He said, if you have faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree. Now, I know there we talked about size. We understand that there is different size of faith, but I believe it's controlled by the love of God flowing through us. We got a lot of love, we got a large faith. We got little love, we got little faith.
What we allow.
What we allow is what's going to come through. But notice what it said there. The Lord, if you have faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to the mulberry tree, may you be uprooted and be planted in the seed. And it would obey you. Remember, faith works by love. I submit to you that the size of your faith is controlled by, again, I'm going to say it over and over again, how much love is flowing through you. The mulberry tree. Remember anybody we talked about the mulberry tree last week? And what it was used for and what it symbolized? What they used the mulberry wood for? To make caskets out of? Mm-hmm. What's caskets related to? Death. What Jesus was saying, if you have faith as a mustard seed, a seed that is uncontaminated and cannot be cross-pollinated, it will always uproot sin. Now I'm going someplace with this. A church that knows how to operate in mustard seed faith will keep themselves in a place where the enemy cannot penetrate and no one will stumble. Because the love of God is flowing. Now, go to Mark 11:22. This is where I want to get to. Because I keep going back to this scripture. Now, I know we talked a lot about this scripture when we were talking about hope, faith. Mark 11:22, and I'm going to read it first out of the New King James. It says, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Now, the Passion Translation, that verse is, let the faith of God be in you. Mm-hmm. Let the faith of God be in you. The faith you want on the inside of you is the faith of God. Now look at this. For surely I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this, notice that word mountain? Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you'll say unto this sycamine tree, and it shall be plucked up. Okay. What does the... You say, whoever says to the mountain, be there removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things which he says shall be done, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses. Okay, this is where I want to go to. We're talking about Mark 11:23. That's those verses are talking about faith, right? Mm-hmm. Talking about love too, though. Mountain is a symbolic. It's symbolic of your problems. You know what I'm saying? You ever have a mountain you have to climb over? So many problems, or you got a problem, you know? That's what it's symbolizing.
Yeah.
You speak to your problems by faith, and remember, faith works by love. Now, let me read on further. Where is another God like you, who pardons the guilty, the guilt of remnant, overlooking the sins of his special people? You will not stay angry with your people forever, because you delight in showing unfailing love. Once again, you will have compassion on us. You will trample our sins under your feet and throw them into the depths of the ocean or sea. Where does God put our sins? In the sea of forgetfulness.
Yes. Lord.
If you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. I'm quoting Mark 11:23. and not in your heart. Where's he putting that? See, he's putting that mountain in the sea of forgetfulness. What he's talking about here in Mark 11:20, he's talking about faith. He's talking about the kind of faith that we use every day. He's not here talking about, you know, and then he talks, but then what trips a lot of people up, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me get here. I'm excited about what I'm trying to say here, and you'll get it here in just a minute. You will trample our sins under your feet and throw them into the depth of the ocean. God says we must do the same. Mark 11, 25 and 26. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven. That's pretty strong words. And I get, you know, a lot of people look at that and say, well, I'm supposed to walk by faith, but boy, if I don't forgive, it means God's not going to forgive me, and I'm going to hell. Because there's a lot of people get that confused. I mean, how does that verse fit into what he just said about faith? He said, if you don't forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you of your trespasses. But he said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard, you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. But then he said, you got to have unforgiveness in there. I began to look at that. We're talking about the love of God. And this is the love of God here. Because the Bible says we're to have the faith of God or God's love within us, God's faith within us. And we know faith works by love. Where is another God like you who pardons you the guilt of your remnant, overlooking the sins of your special people? You will not stay angry with your people forever because you delight in showing unfailing love. Once again, you will have compassion on us. You will trample our sins under your feet and throw them in the depths of the ocean. It's not that God would not. It's that God cannot forgive us if we don't forgive. And why is that? Because, listen, love cannot be contaminated by sin and unforgiveness of sin. He won't be contaminated. God cannot forgive because he won't let his love be contaminated. He won't let his love be trampled on, let it be abused. It's not that God would not, it's that God cannot. Love will not operate in unforgiveness. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Love will not operate in unforgiveness. Love and unforgiveness will not mix. Remember, the mulberry tree can't be contaminated. Say no to corrupt words. Mark 11:23 speaks to the mountain. Ephesians, go to Ephesians chapter 4, 29-32. I'm telling you, this passage of scripture right here in Ephesians 4:29-32, I live by these words. It's cut me from getting into trouble many, many, many times. And this is what it says in the King James. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. There's no corrupt words in that. Let no corrupt words proceed out of your mouth. But instead, let your words become beautiful gifts that encourage others. What are our words supposed to do? Be encouragement, lifting others up. Do this by speaking words of grace to help them. The Holy Spirit of God has sealed you in Jesus Christ until you experience your full salvation. You're sealed in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit has sealed you in Jesus Christ. And how did he seal you? Let's read on here and I'll tell you how he sealed you. So never grieve the Holy Spirit of God or take for granted his holy influence in your life. But instead be kind and affectionate towards one another. Has God graciously forgiven you? What's the answer to that? Yes, he has, hasn't he?
Yes.
Then graciously forgive one another in the depth of Christ's love.
Mm-hmm.
Read it for me.
Lay aside bitter words, temper tantrums,
Lay aside all that.
Yes.
Forgive one another. And let the love of God be the influence enough. But instead of being kind, be kind and affectionate towards one another. Has God graciously forgiven? Yes. Then graciously forgive one another in the depth of Christ's love. Now, Ephesians chapter 3, 17 through 19. And I'm reading it out of the Passion Translation. Wow. This is what it says. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you. And the resting place of His love will become the very source and root of your life. Mm-hmm. Can I say that again? Because this is what we're talking about. Then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you. And the resting place of His love will become the very source and root of your life. Mm-hmm. What do you want to be the root of your life? The resting place of His love. You want it to be the love of God. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Right. Hallelujah. Then you will be empowered to discover what every Holy One experiences. The great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all of its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is His love? How enduring and inclusive is it? Endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God.
Yes.
Has anybody reached that yet? I've got some work to do. Now I want to say this to you. Boy, Pastor, boy, you just took me out of it because sometimes I get angry. Sometimes I do these things that are not right. What am I going to do in those times? Well, I pray God. Get the love of God made provision for that. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You know what He did? He put 1 John in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And He didn't put it in there for sinners. He put it in there for believers. That if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if you're cleansed, what are you? You're cleansed. Praise God. That means the love of God can flow. Praise God. So if you miss it, what's going to happen? Listen, when you sin, you don't sin because, you know, without knowing. Because the Holy Spirit knows. And He lets your heart. He lets you know. And as the Bible says, if your heart condemns you, you know when you've missed it. You know when you've gone wrong. You know when you've said something you shouldn't have said. You know what? Because immediately you know it in your heart. Mm-hmm. And when you know it in your heart and God's speaking to you about it, praise God, then don't let it stay there. Get rid of it immediately. The love of God's been shed abroad in your heart. Praise God. Glory. So what do? You confess it. Glory to God. You get it out of there. Glory to God. And He said, I'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I'm telling you, praise God, I've had opportunity to get out of love. I've had opportunity to get angry at people. And listen, sometimes I haven't. I've had to use 1 John 1, 9. But I want you to know, praise God, I have been saved many times. Praise God by these verses. Because what did it say there in Ephesians 4:32? Let's see if I can get there. Well, we didn't get there yet. Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Ephesians 4:30 and 31:32 says this. And never let ugly or hateful words come from your mouth, but instead let your words become beautiful gifts that encourage others. Do this by speaking words of grace to help them. The Holy Spirit of God has sealed you in Jesus Christ until you experience your full salvation. So never grieve the Holy Spirit of God by taking for granted His holy influence in your life. But instead, be kind and affectionate one to another. Has God graciously forgiven you? Then graciously forgive one another. I'll tell you what. Does anybody have the King James? Can anybody get the King James? I want to read that out of the King James. That's better in the King James. I didn't get what I wanted. Glory to God. Okay. Let me have it. Or go ahead and read it. 432 in the New King James, and we'll read it in the NLT. Go ahead.
New King James.
Yeah.
Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you.
Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. I'm telling you, boy, when you realize that, you'll walk in that love. That saved me many, 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 many a time. I've had opportunity to get in conflict with somebody. In fact, and I can think of some situation, it got so bad that we had to separate ourselves for a while. I mean, we were both believers, but we had to separate. But I never burned bridges. And I was looking for an opportunity to be kind. And get back in it. And it works. It works. Now you read it out of the NLT.
Can I start back on 30?
Sure.
Okay. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, He has identified you as His own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Everything we do as a Christian needs to come from that down in here.
Yes.
That love rooted down in here. And if there's anything else in there, the Holy Spirit's going to show you so you can get it out of there. Praise God. So we can walk like that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There's nobody that you can't love. I've heard some of the big boys talk about, you know, I mean, listen, we've got a president that's done some great things. But I remember the previous president and he took and he was not, I'll just say, he was not a good president. Didn't mean you couldn't love him.
That's right.
Didn't mean you couldn't pray for him.
Yeah.
Didn't mean that the love of God shouldn't reach out to him. But I heard a lot of Christians criticizing and up one side, down on the other, the him for this, flat, and the other thing. And it's easy to get caught up in those things. But the love of God rooted down, you just pray for him and go on.
Yes.
The love of God will protect you, praise God, and keep you during that time. Amen?
Amen.
And here's the other thing I want to say to you. The love of God... down on the inside of you, and as you're speaking love, praise God, towards our country and towards our president, praise God, right now, I'm telling you, we are the ones controlling how this country goes. How do we control it? By speaking words of love. By letting that love flow out of us, praise God. By praying according to the Word of God, by praying in love towards our president, by praying in love for people like Nancy Pelosi,
right.
Chuck Schumer, and a few others that have flat out lied about our president. But he says we're to walk in love towards him.
Yeah.
Walk in love. And forgiveness. Glory to God. I'm telling you something. We're going someplace in this country. And we've got a mission, and God's intending for us to accomplish this mission. And we're going to do so because I believe the body of Christ waking up, praise God, and the love of God's beginning to flow. Glory to God. As we pray, as we begin to speak that word, that love flows out of us. It's down in here. Glory to God. It's down in here. Hallelujah. In conclusion, let me remind you, or should I say warn you, and I want to go back to Romans 12:3, and I'm going to read it out of the NLT. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourself, measuring yourself by the faith God has given us. And then I put a subnote in it, that is, operated and manifested through His love. Measure yourself by the faith God has given us. How do we do that? We measure ourselves by the amount of love, praise God, that's coming out of us. Listen to yourself. Listen to your words, praise God. Let me just put it this way. Galatians 5:22 and 23 in the Passion Translation says this. But the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its varied expressions. Joy that overflows. Peace that subdues. Patience that endures. Kindness in action. A life full of virtue. Faith that prevails. Gentleness of heart and strength of spirit. Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless. See, when you go back to the law, you place yourself under condemnation. When you try to go back and justify yourself. Anybody ever try to justify themselves?
No.
We don't have to justify ourselves. All we got to do is speak the truth. All we got to do, that love down here, praise God, that deep within us by the Holy Spirit. He put that love in there for a purpose. He knew we couldn't do it. We couldn't do it in ourselves.
No, we couldn't.
And we had to have His help. And so the Holy Spirit, praise God, is in us, praise God, and he put that love down there, glory God, so that we could walk around, praise God. I'm telling you, instead of getting upset, instead of getting mad, instead of getting frustrated, no, look down here. He put something down in there. He put your victory down in here. It's called the love of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I don't know, but I'm going to quit there. And I may have stumbled through this, but you got some things out of this, I hope, because I'm telling you, what we say, you can move the mountain, but you got to say it from the right heart.
Yes.
You got to say it with the love of God. And when you fail, praise God. And I didn't say if you fail, I said when you fail. He gave you an out.
Yes.
And remember, the disciples said, Lord, increase our faith.
Wow.
Increase our faith. Oh, glory to God. What are they saying when they say increase our faith? And in one sense of the word, they're saying increase our love. Increase my capacity for love.
Mm-hmm.
Increase my capacity for your love, Father. Because the more I got of your love working down on the inside of me, praise God, the more victory I'm going to have.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The more freedom I'm going to have. Glory to God. And the more I can just walk right on through trouble, praise God, I can walk right on through that thing that the devil's trying to put in my pathway. And I can say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea.
Yes.
And the mountain will be.
Yes.
You see, why does God want to do that? Why are we talking about this? Because, listen, we are living down here in this age, but how we leave this age and when we go into eternity is going to affect how we live in eternity. Well, we're going to be with Him, but don't think when we get over there, well, it's all over and we're all equal. No, some of us got a lot to do. We're going to be throughout eternity. He's going to be showing us His love, and He's going to be showing us a lot of things. Hallelujah. There's the degrees, and we're going to see that.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's going to be anything holding us back. And the love of God's going to flow freely. And it can flow out of us freely. Glory to God. We don't have anything to fear. There's no fear. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind.